Welcome to the April 24th, 2015 Drupalize Me podcast. Drupalize Me. Today we're going to talk about working on a distributed design team. Design work is a lot of show and tell, and it can be really challenging to effectively communicate and collaborate on a distributed team. How do you collaborate with each other on a project team when you're working remotely or on a distributed team member? How do you do that quick iteration and that show and tell when you're not all in the same room at the same table? There can be some unique challenges, and today we have I have with me some folks from Lullabot who work on the design aspect of things at Lullabot and at Drupalize Me. I have with me Jared Ponchot, the creative director at Lullabot.
Hello.
And I also have Jen Witkowski, the UX designer at Lullabot.
Hello.
Or one of them anyway. And we also have Justin Harrell, interactive designer at Drupalize Me.
Hello.
And there were a few other folks that couldn't make it today, but we've got a great representation of some of the design bots at Lullabot. So let's kick it off with some news and events, and then we'll get started. This week on Drupalize Me, we're wrapping up our introduction to object-oriented PHP series. So check that out on our video library. And on the blog, a new article from Joe Schindler on learning to debug, stop making assumptions. So check that out on the Drupalize Me blog. In the world of events, of course, we have DrupalCon Los Angeles coming up May 11th through the 15th. The entire Drupalize Me team will be there and much of Lullabot as well. So come check us out at our booth, the Lullabot and Drupalize Me booth, and come say hello. We would love to meet you. Also, we're conducting some customer interviews, and we would love to talk to you for 30 minutes. In exchange, we would be more than happy to give you a $30 gift card. So if you would like to participate in our customer profile interviews at DrupalCon, please get in touch, and you can find a link to the form on our blog. Also, in the world of events, PHP Tech is coming up May 18th through the 22nd, and that'll be in Chicago. Joe Schindler will be speaking there. So if you are thinking about attending that event, you might want to check out Joe's session. Also, I'll be at Write the Docs in Portland May 17th through the 19th as an attendee. I'm really looking forward to that conference again on all types of documentation, from API to process docs and everything in between. It's a great event, and it's happening in Portland in May. Wompy from Lullabot will be at Drupal Camp Spain, May 22nd through the 24th. And also in May, a busy month for events, is the Front End Design Conference, May 21st through the 22nd, and that's in St. Petersburg, Florida. And Lullabot's creative director, Jared Ponchot, who is on this podcast, will be speaking there as well. So if you are in that area and a designer or front-end designer of any kind, you should check out the Front-End Design Conference in May. And that's it for events. Quite a lot going on. Event season is definitely in full swing. All right, well, let's talk about being on a distributed design team. What would you say are the main challenges to working on a distributed design team?
Well, I will hop in on this question first. So personally for me, it's kind of finding your own creative energy. When you're working as a design team and you're not distributed, you're usually together in a room, collaborating together, and feeding off of each other's ideas, and that creates this creative energy that kind of keeps you moving forward. And that's something that you kind of have to find on your own when working on a distributed design team. We don't have the opportunity to go out to lunch with our coworkers and, you know, discuss what we're working on or brainstorm ideas. We can do that on Google Hangouts, but you're kind of missing that that electricity that fills the air, that keeps you moving forward when you're working together all in the same room.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'll chime in as well. I think there's a few different things that I find sort of uniquely challenging, but one of the things that's interesting to me is just that I actually think that the core challenges of being a distributed design team are pretty much the same as sort of having a good design team, even if you're co-located. You need to find a way for your team to have, you know, energy, vision, and focus. And there are some aspects of being distributed that help a lot, especially with things like focus, or can. Energy can be one of the more challenging ones, like where do people get their energy from? And so there are times when sort of certain kinds of work, early exploration, you know, sort of working through to uncover what the real problems are and prioritizing things and those kinds of things just happen more easily when you have a bunch of people together in the same room. And so at Lullabot, we actually typically do that. We just say, you know, this is something that actually requires that and it's worthwhile. So we kick off projects by actually flying people to the same city, typically with a client team. Developers are a part of this, but it's sort of like the way that you work through how to figure out what problems are we actually going to solve, how are we going to approach the problem solving, and then as well the like sort of early, like, let's start making ideas, let's start hashing things out, sketching and things like that. It's just a lot easier when you're together, I think. Another a big challenge that I've found that took me a while, I think, to learn, because when I came to Lullabot, I had run a small design shop for a number of years, and I'd worked in design agencies and stuff, but I had never done this as a distributed team. And you start leaning into some of the things that the ways distributed development teams work, and there are some wonderful learning things that came out of that, but also there's a tendency to try to do the same thing that developers do, which is, you know, sort of be very sort of units of one tackling a very specific thing, as opposed like granular versus holistic, which can be a challenge. Design, you need to actually be able to find ways to avoid that happening, I think, at least for many parts of a design project. And then another thing is just sort of finding ways to make sure that people don't assume that, okay, well, we need to collaborate, we need to do these things, so we have to do it all digitally because we're a distributed team. So therefore, everything has to be some kind of a tool through the computer or through some kind of an app or these kinds of things. And you start to lose like the way that actually humans work, and you stop doing things like pencil sketches on paper and things like that. And to me, that's like one of the biggest downfalls that a distributed design team can make, is not creating individual physical war rooms that you do your work in, and finding ways to use technology to actually bridge the physical work that you're doing as well as the digital work. That's one of the biggest things, and it's still sort of a work in progress for us at Lullabot.
So it sounds like it's a real balance between deciding, you know, when something actually needs someone there in person, when an activity or a task or a set of tasks needs someone there, and when you can do some ongoing work online. But I also imagine that even though a lot of what you show has to be digital just because, you know, it has to be, that's how you're communicating, I imagine though that you're still at times anyway using pencil and paper or marker and paper to kind of get your own creative juices flowing. How have you guys kind of integrated both mediums in your work, just in your process? If that makes sense.
Justin might be a good one to. He does a lot of pencil sketch. Yeah. The whole design team actually does, but Justin does a lot of it.
Yeah, I think it's just like pausing during that stage and remembering to also share those loose thoughts and pencil sketches, because it's easy as a designer to kind of get lost in what you're working on and want to get to that end product. So it's good to remember that sharing the process is also important. Sharing those pencil sketches and thumbnails and stuff like that could be a really good time for creative collaboration. So I think it's just being intentional about when you share parts of your process and not just worrying about getting to the end product. So you have something amazing to share, because it might not matter if it's off scope or your teammates thought of better ideas that could have helped. So yeah, I think it's just remembering to share the process as well. But as far as how we do it, I mean, we've experimented with a lot of things, obviously scanning and sharing things in Envision just PNGs or JPEGs. We've also experimented with the IPVO, I think it's called, cameras, mm-hmm. Where we live sketch together. So we videotaped ourselves sketching on paper for wireframes, and then would share them over Google Hangout, which was really cool.
So yeah, that's a document camera that you can kind of set up a live stream or something like that?
Yeah, it actually just works as a webcam, but it's sort of like the size of a really fat pen. And so it hooks up to your computer via USB, and you can get a stand for it. And so our whole design team has these. It's actually been a really revolutionary thing to me, because when I bought them for all the team and we first used them, I was just like, wow, why haven't I been doing this before? And I find us, I mean, just last week I was on with Justin talking through ideas that we needed to nail down for how Lolobot's booth at DrupalCon was going to be set up. And I was like, I just need to, here, let me sketch this for you. And so I turned it on and you know, sketch, and he can just watch me sketch. It's sort of like, imagine being able to turn your computer's webcam down really easily and face it towards a page that you're drawing on or something. They're really, really handy.
Way more handy than like duct taping your iPhone to your forehead and looking down. Yes. Or something like
well, before, like for years, what we did, you know, was like I use like things like JotKnot is an iPhone app, and there's apps like this where it's just real fast to kind of take a picture of something. And so if we ever did live like sketching to share ideas and thoughts, we were usually like, let me get a JotKnot of it real quick. And it's sort of a cumbersome process. It's also completely static. So it's like you change your mind as you're sending it to them or showing it to them through a Google Hangout screen share or something. And then you're like, let me do another one. And it's just a lot less live. So,
yeah. Well, what's great about those things, those tools, is that you can kind of avoid that perfectionism. You know, it's just you're live sketching, and this is it's like what you would be doing in person. And, you know, any way to just get the idea to your teammate. When Justin and I collaborated on a cartoon for an article that I wrote, I mean, I didn't even have the technical skills to be able to draw that in Illustrator, but I just sketched it out and sketched out the cartoon, and then just took a picture of it and sent it over. So it's like any way, you know, any tool, you don't have to have a fancy tool, but any way to just get the ideas across and not get hung up on if it's perfect or not, really kind of helps feed that collaboration and keeps things moving.
One thing with the IPVO cameras that like really helped is that you could do something really, really quickly. And so instead of 15 minutes spending time in Illustrator, you know, just making boxes, it's so much quicker to just, you know, sketch on a notepad, and you can come out with like 50 ideas when compared to working in Illustrator. And sometimes you only come out with 20 ideas within a half hour because you're not married to it. It's a quick sketch. When you work in Illustrator or on the computer, there's a tendency to kind of make it perfect, even though you're not working in that phase yet. But like with wireframes, you know, you want that specific color gray, or you want the typography to look nice. And when sketching, it's just, you know, it's all free flowing. And it's the idea is how many ideas can you get down in a certain amount of time?
Yeah, when we do our wireframing workshops, which typically we try to get, these are those workshops where we actually do get everybody in the same place in the same room together, spend a few days sketching. I actually require that everybody there be using like pencils, markers, and using like people can't pop open their computer and use OmniGraffle or whatever, Axure. The way you think changes when you do something physically, but it also that like there's just something incredibly precise about a mouse that puts people in the wrong mindset for like sort of raw exploration. And it's a big thing with distributed teams to remember that, because there's such a temptation to do everything with your mouse. And even things like maintaining your sort of physical spatial relationship to information. You might have a project room, like say you have a design studio, you might have a project room, and everybody in that project on that project is like continuing to collect stuff and having meetings and stuff. And there's all kinds of stuff that's staying up on the boards, post-it notes and stuff like that. It's easy to just not even think about doing any of those kinds of things when you're working as a distributed team. But it's actually really important. Like, so I'll have post-it notes and things like that of, you know, the three or four main principles of that we're needing to bear in mind as we're doing, going through a project or something. Like, I want them physically in my space. It's just each designer needs to do that and kind of develop those practices.
That's cool. So it sounds like it's a real balance between finding the right tools, not letting your tools get in the way of your process, and, you know, things like the IP Evo camera, the document camera, just helping you be productive without getting hung up on what kind of mindset a tool might put you into, like a computer, for example, or a program or a mouse, as you say. So that's cool. What do you guys like most about being on a distributed design team? Jared, you mentioned like the focus, being able to concentrate. And is it easier to not get it interrupted, or is that still a thing? I mean, I know that it's a thing to a point, because being distributed doesn't eliminate all distractions and interruptions, that's for sure. But are there some advantages or benefits to being on a distributed design team? And any one of you can jump in.
Go ahead, Justin.
I was just going to say that designing can be like a really intimate thing. And I've worked in design studios and like agencies in the past. And while you're designing something, at least me, I don't really like someone looking over my shoulder, like while I'm just starting something and exploring and things aren't really in the right place, but I need to figure that out. And when, like in the past, when someone would see that, I'd be like, oh God, like this is terrible. Like, I'm just going to scrap this and start something different. Having your own space that you can control and enjoy that intimate design process is nice to me. And I really like it. I like that I don't have those like inadvertent sharing, like, of my work when it's not finished.
The too soon sharing moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something that I love about working on a distributed team in general, is just not those inadvertent looking over your shoulder, you know, just because you're all like in a sharing a cubicle or whatever it is. And it's just, you don't have any private space to work and really think. And like you said, that exploring phase, but that is really puts yourself in a vulnerable moment where it's like, you're exploring, you're trying to figure it out. And not ready to share yet.
Yeah, right.
I think for me, it's the, Justin had mentioned this, it's basically, being able to control your own environment that you work in. You can work in your home office, to which you have complete control on, you know, how it's set up and what best works for you. For me, it's trying to make it as inspiring as possible, which you don't really get when you work in a company. I mean, they try and make it as inspiring for you, but it loses that personal touch to it. And then if it's not working for the day, you know, you get up in the morning and you sit down in your office and you're not really getting inspired, you can change your environment. You can go and work in a coffee shop or take your laptop and go work outside for a little bit, which has really, really helped me, gather ideas and kind of, switch modes for me. Because sometimes when you sit down in the office, it just doesn't work. You know, the creativity doesn't flow, and it's just not there.
Yeah, I agree with that. The thing that I say a lot is that I feel like working with a distributed team helps me lean into my natural rhythms. And I think that it won't just magically happen that everyone in a distributed team does that. I think it needs to be encouraged, but you're way more likely to sort of find the rhythm that works for you. Like, I've noticed the way my brain works early in the morning. And so I've started getting up earlier to do reading and writing during that time, because I just somehow, for me, that just flows more. If I was still commuting to a studio somewhere with a bunch of other people, I likely wouldn't be getting up early enough to get there that early to be doing that. Because it's just kind of inconvenient and not natural, but also just throughout the day, like, creative pause is a huge thing for anybody who produces. And I don't care if you're a designer, a developer, Everybody that works in our sphere really is a creator, and producing, you know, creating things out of nothing or out of reassembling other things. And pause is like doing, going up and doing the dishes for 20 minutes may make you far more productive in the afternoon. You know, and those kinds of things can happen in a physical space. I think they're more likely to happen in distributed teams. So those are some of the things that maybe distributed teams have to be less intentional about, where most co-located companies, you know, aren't intentional enough about creating ways for it to happen. But I love that. And the fact that my pauses and stuff mean I can, you know, go give my kids a hug or go walk the dog, or get my dishes done or clean up my studio space or something. It's just a, you know, it's really nice. It feels very, I think also the work-life balance thing is one, another thing that can kind of go in either direction for people, very easily. But, I feel like I have a much more holistic life. Like I feel called to do what I do, and I love what I do. And, but just the things that I make on the computer or the meetings that I have with people during the day at work or whatever don't feel like they sort of completely define me either. So, and it's easier to sort of just have all of it feel like it's life, for me anyway. But
that's excellent.
Yeah. One thing, we also just, it was Jared's idea that we recently started that I've really enjoyed is it every 4 weeks, Jared, that we spend an hour or two?
It's the
working
first
on
Thursday
it.
Of the month. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have an allotted time to spend, like improving our workspace, and making it creative so that it makes us more creative. And I've really enjoyed that. And it goes back to just having a space that, that helps you be creative. And I don't know, I think that's really cool. And I've enjoyed that.
Yeah. It's fun to see what everybody does individually each month to like make their space better. I think we call it Inspiring Spaces Day, but, it's really like, sometimes people just use it to like clean up and get everything organized. And sometimes people use it to buy a new poster for their wall, or I used it to like tackle a giant project and redo my ceiling. So, which is still in progress. It's going to be like 4 months worth of Inspiring Spaces Days.
I think I need an Inspiring Spaces Day. I'm totally adopting that.
Yeah. I like it because like it's still at the end of the day, like our office, I associate my office with work. So it's not like I want to be doing these things when I'm not working.
Right.
So it's great to me that it's like during a work time period, and that like it's more of like a work task rather than something I'm doing on my free time.
Yeah, the requirement is that everybody has to spend 1 to 3 hours, like at least an hour and no more than three,
right,
of your actual sort of work time, uh-huh, once a month. And at the end of the day, we have like a design base camp that's just sort of internal, like sharing stuff and ideas and stuff. And everybody has to, at the end of the day, post what they did, even if it's like, you know, only a tenth of the way done or whatever, like tell people what you're up to. It's been neat to see what people do. If I was a creative director at a, you know, co-located design agency, I would be spending money and time and thought and effort to try to make a good space to like have, you know, space is very important to the work we do. And I can't control that with a distributed design team. However, I feel like I can encourage it. And it's been really, it's like, I'm not great at encouraging it, but our team collectively is awesome at encouraging it. Because when you see everybody and what they're doing and stuff, it's like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that.
That's
or
totally
I wish
awesome.
My desk looked that organized.
Yeah. I got some really great ideas for artwork based on some artwork that Justin purchased for his office. The last inspirational or workspace day, and it was he had purchased these lithographs and they were beautiful, and so I asked him where he got them, and I went to the same vendor on I think he said Etsy, and then I went through and got a couple. So
nice.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, part of design work is getting feedback from your client or from your team or what in whatever context you're working. So what kind of tools have you guys used for collaboration, communication, getting feedback? I know that Justin uses Envision to get comments on mockups for the Drupalize Me site. But and Justin, if you want to speak to that, that would be great. But any other kind of tools or tools or software that you guys use for collaboration? If you care to share.
Cool. Yeah, you mentioned Envision. So on the Drupalize Me team, and I know on the Lullabot side as well, we use Envision a lot for mockups. And it's great because there's features like comments. So anyone can comment on a mockup or a wireframe. And you could easily follow the conversations in those comments. Or there's also a cool feature called Live Share. So it's almost like a Hangout, but a screen share. And you could see where everyone's cursors are, and they can go around on the screen. You could even sketch on the screen together. So Live Share has been really cool. We've been using that a lot to share our work. Jared or Jen, do you want to talk about Envision more? Did I miss anything?
I think that they just recently came out with a new feature called Tours. And what it does is it walks the client through, or whoever is looking at the mock. It walks them through in order of the comments that you set up for the mock. So it's pretty cool because, like, even if you can't live share or present to them, you can kind of automatically set up a bunch of comments and it'll walk the client through the comp. So I haven't tried it yet. I think this is just new this week. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, and Envision's a neat tool in part because it feels like it solves both the asynchronous and synchronous communication needs around like static visuals and design things that you're making. We can throw something out there to a group, a team, you know, of designers and developers and business people and clients, stakeholders and all that. And people can sort of on their own time when it fits in their schedule, jump in and pop in comments and, you know, have their comments appear on the thing that they're commenting on, you know, at specific points and stuff like that. But we can also live walk people through things and talk, discuss something as a team together, draw on it and stuff. And the design as a team, we do that almost every day. We're either on a Google Hangout doing a screen share if something's sort of like in process, half-baked, and not even up in Envision yet, or we're in a live share, all of us looking over each other's work and talking it through live. So synchronous communication is still very much a thing for our design team, at least. And it's been great to have that, find that way to sort of have critique and show and tells, like a studio kind of environment, even though we're not all in the same place.
Cool. Another thing that we've set up on the Drupalize Me side is a Trello board for the design work, just so that we can track things through their various workflow stages. And that's been working pretty well. Justin, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed Trello, especially on the Drupalize Me team. I mean, pretty much any team, you have like different types of tasks. So there's marketing design tasks, there's site design tasks, and all these different like types of design work that you need to organize. And I feel like Trello helps us do that, and it helps us keep all our tasks in one place so that we could easily reference them and not lose track of them. So I've really enjoyed it, and I like that you can move it. We have it set up so you move it to different steps within the design. So if you need feedback, you could drag it over to that section. So I've really liked that. Yeah, I'd never really used Trello before, so I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was something that we were using for our content publication that we love for managing our content on the site. And there's just so many times where, you know, like Justin said, there's so many different types of design needs that we have on the team, from, you know, illustrations for articles to, you know, things for DrupalCon to marketing materials, all sorts of, and, you know, not to mention site design. And it happens in all different places and is also often happening in email. And so this was a great way for us to organize it. But on the Lullabot side or on client work, do you just work in the ticket queues, or do you have internal tools that you've been using to kind of track workflow or anything like that?
We've tried a number of things, and to some degree it varies from project to project, because we try to partner with clients and lean into their ways of workings to help them be the most efficient. And so therefore we sometimes end up using tools that wouldn't be our preference, but it's already sort of embedded. Their team's using it, you know. I think of Jira and Confluence and things like that, where I would never choose it as my main task manager for a design project, but we've done it at times. We've used Basecamp at times. Basecamp seems to work really well for very small projects, or small, at least by our standards. It starts to break down, you know, with large projects with a number of people and lots of tasks. Like the task management in Basecamp is just it's just too simple and makes it hard to sort of find ways to understand where everything's at and how it's going and stuff. So tools like GitHub combined with some kind of a board view or something, that Trello actually is something that we've played with a little bit, but I don't think we've used it on any large projects yet. But
yeah, I think it works well for us as an internal team. And so oftentimes on client work, I mean, you're using the tools that have already been set up, and you've got to be flexible with that. Yep.
Yeah. GitHub actually works surprisingly well, I think, for managing both the conversation and work of a design of like sort of larger web design projects. It's nice. It took me a while to understand that an issue in GitHub is not necessarily a task. And if you start thinking of GitHub more as this sort of just giant stream of stuff that can then be organized really well, and things can sort of become tasks or hold lists of tasks and get assigned to people and moved around and stuff like that, it's extremely flexible. So I've grown to like it a lot. Cool. It just took me a little while.
Well, cool. Well, do you guys have any advice for someone who is thinking about joining a distributed design team, or who may currently be on a team like that?
For me, I think it would be to save time for communication. One thing that I've learned is that a lot of our design feedback comes through writing. And it takes a lot longer to write out, your feedback than it is to just show somebody, point at the screen. So don't get frustrated about the amount of time that you're spending in emails or, writing feedback to a fellow coworker, because it's all part of the process.
Cool.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to actually be really intentional about creating synchronous space in order to save that. The asynchronous can sort of become a fire hose that becomes too much. And sometimes it's just easier to jump on a live share, and maybe with a distributed team, the big thing is you actually, things that may happen naturally in a co-located environment, because you're just, I'm two desks down from this person, and I just keep happening to say, Hey, what do you think of this? Come take a look at this. And you can't do that quite so easily and quickly, just to have set scheduled times so that this is when those things will happen, kind of a thing. Be intentional about creating those spaces, and be intentional about space, period. Ask yourself, what are the things that I could do during the week where I would probably do them much better if I was in a coffee shop, and try to get into the habit of going to a coffee shop, whether it's like, some writing work that you need to do each week or something, and find ways for your team to encourage one another to make the space that you work in all the time awesome.
Especially if it's that coffee shop you took us to, Jared. That place was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a really good coffee shop nearby. I need to get back there again. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, my advice would just be it kind of goes into what Jared and Jen just mentioned, but just take advantage of the fact that you're part of a distributed team, so you could work where and how you want, and just remember that, and because I really think it helps you be creative. So just remembering to take advantage of all the great reasons or not great reasons. Sorry, I'm losing my words now.
The advantages.
Yeah. Yeah. Take advantage of the advantages.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. As soon as you're being recorded, like I always find, I instantly stop being able to complete sentences.
Yeah. I try and make it go a couple extra words, and then it's just a disaster.
Oh, well, I...
Kyle, you can edit that out.
Well, I want to thank the trifecta of Jay, you know, designers whose first name begins with Jay, for joining us today. Jared, Jen, or J-Dub, and Justin. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Are there any final words or thoughts or anything that you want to share before we wrap this up?
I just can't get the song "I Like to Move It" out of my head. Justin was talking about Trello and said, you know, I just really like how you can move it. And for, it was like the way he said it and the syncopation of it was like instantly made think of that song.
Oh man. I remember when my nieces were young when that came out, and they just loved to sing that song, and it was ridiculously cute.
Kids love it.
Yeah.
You can close on that song, Kyle.
I actually play that while I'm moving Trello cards.
I think I'm going to start playing it when I'm in the Trello mindset. That's awesome. Cool. Well, I think we'll wrap it up. If you have topics you want to hear about or comments about this podcast, please let us know. You can reach us on Twitter at DrupalizeMe, on Facebook at facebook.com/DrupalizeMe, or on our website at DrupalizeMe. Until next time.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it.